On the flip side, what is some experience you've had where you said, wow, this organization gets it? Like, this organization is bought into this, they're excited about this.
Yeah, I would tell you there's two quick examples. One was just literally one of the organizations I was at in my career, the CIO bringing it up in a town hall, right? And the CIO saying, hey, it's tw you know XX percent for a gigabyte of data, and all of a sudden you saw these infrastructure people who are technologists by trade, really not, cash is like finance is a little iffy for them, but they were like, yeah, I get that now. And so I've seen that. And then secondly, one of the other areas where I saw in one of my prior companies was this notion of the CFOs of the business units. They loved getting a bill of IT, right? So we had this culture, if you will, that they perceived IT as a black box. And I really cannot stand that term at all. But that was their perception. And so it was a goal to say, I'm going to change that perception, right? So we came forward with a bill of IT eventually, and that took time because we needed IT to get their data correct. We needed it to be in a language the CFOs understood. All of a sudden, we connected it to their business processes, and like it unlocked the reputation of IT was just completely changed. They were so appreciative to see that level of detail. But then they started to realize, hold on one second, where our business processes are having that impact, can we help partner with you to change? Where IT previously was just kind of working in a silo and doing cost cutting and innovation, and it really wasn't connecting up to the business. So there was an aha moment there for sure in my career in that space. That was one of the biggest wins of just hearing from peers, CFOs saying, this is exactly what we needed, right? Not just one line item, but something that was in our language and our terms that we could help partner with. So it was wonderful.
So you've now implemented TBM in three different organizations. What do you think made it work well in some places and not others?
Yeah. The most important thing is recognizing that TBM is not a project. It's a capability. It's a business, IT business process that you're implementing within an organization. So that has been something that truly makes it stick. Secondly, I would tell you is the ability of threading it through into your organization and making sure even at the individual co contributor level, right, they understand TBM and they understand why it's important, and then it scales up to leadership. Last but not least is making sure that you have sponsorship outside of IT. So getting in your CFO, making sure you connect your tech spend and outcomes to business processes so that you can get higher level, maybe it's a business unit or region, whatever terminology you use for your organization, a president or maybe a layer underneath them, socializing that, leveraging that through maybe if you have like a BRM type role or business partner type role, is making sure that you create that awareness out. And so that's been one of the successes. Another success is the more you evangelize, the more successful to keep the momentum going.
And so maybe the other way to say it is, it really shouldn't just sit in IT all the time, right?
Absolutely not. TBM is not just about IT. TBM is, and I say this in fact frequently, leveraging the framework. It's the translator of language. So over here, and I love to use this terminology, right? You have finance who speaks the language of Swahili. And over here, you have IT who speaks German. And to have them sit down and have a conversation is tough. And so leveraging our TBM Council framework, right? It's the translator, right? And so that's the thing. So the more you can give people the decoder ring, if you will, or the translator of the app that can translate it all, the more successful your stickiness will be in an organization.
What are some of the biggest pitfalls for adopting TBM, or what prevents people from adopting it?
Yeah, first, the notion of data needs to be perfect. When you think about an organization that wants to go down a TBM journey, it can be very, at times, overwhelming. And I've had conversations with folks like, where do I start? And you start small. And it grows momentum, right? As you like to say, you can't climb Mount Everest in a day. It takes time and energy to get there, and at the end, you reach the summit. So some of the pitfalls I've seen is the notion of my data needs to be perfect, right? So getting over that mantra has been one pitfall. And so you can't move forward because we're always going back to the same issue. That's been one. Secondly, not establishing accountability and ownership. It's really critical that when you start a TBM program, one of my first recommendations is clearly identify who all your stakeholders are, right? And say, these are the ones, because TBM is an input and then it has an output. So when you think about an input, it's like, here's all the process owners I need to talk to, and I need to interject TBM into their processes. And then I have outputs, the folks that are going to leverage all of the rich information coming and changing the brand of an IT organization. So you want to make sure that you're connected with a stakeholder analysis so that clear expectations of accountability across all your stakeholders. And just recognize, going back to, like, it takes time. You kind of take those in segments and chunks. I'll say there's actually two more things, is document your progress. You will have some great successes and you will have some failures, and that is absolutely okay. But last but not least, and this is the one of the things I love to preach about, make it fun. Gamify it. Create videos, tips and tricks. The more you know, keep them sweet and short so that people who in our world today, we're just running all so fast and you can only get so many nuggets of information in. So how can you gamify it? How can you make it fun? And then create some competition. So
I love that because it ties back to change management. It's so hard for people to change their patterns, change their habits. Mm-hmm. But if you give them fun ways to adopt those new habits, right? It sounds like it helps people feel like they're taking part in the change without having to put effort into the change.
That's right. That's right. And then you're doing it within your community. And then you can reflect back and say, remember that time we did that fun game? I remember at one point we did something where it was like, go find out how much the cost of a service desk ticket was. And I have to tell you, literally within an hour, there was like multiple emails to our general email box. And everybody wanted their $5 gift card that we were offering up. And I'm like, oh, we only budgeted for $30 here. And so, but that was a win. And that's what I wanted. I wanted to drive change and behavior. And so sometimes you just got to think creatively and out of the box.
I like the idea. It's a TBM hackathon.
Yes, actually. Yeah, exactly. So where can you find the cost of this application stack? Or if you leverage like a time score, right, for your applications, like, tell me how much do we have in for Tolerate, and what's the number of applications, and what business units use those? You can really make and unlock some conversations that are broader outside of just the financial component, right?
So. And going back to your previous point, getting more stakeholders involved is going to help create that new culture, right?
Exactly.
Now, you've mentioned one of the dangers is when it's seen as like a pet project or a person's project. So how do you move that into a core business process, even if it sometimes starts as a pet project?
Yeah, and it absolutely can start as a pet project. And, feel free if you need to name drop to give it more emphasis. But as you go on, you definitely want to walk away from that as an overall core team. And that should be part of the conversation if the core team who's implementing TBM as a capability into your business or your organization is how then do you change that pattern of conversation about pet project. But nonetheless, you want to create and continue to over-socialize the governance, right? So our goal is these stakeholders, we're going to do reviews and readouts, and here's how we're going to do it. So that goes back to, this notion of, as humans, we like routine. So continue to iterate. Here's what you as a stakeholder group were expecting of you and whatnot. Secondly, ensure that there's multiple folks outside of IT engaged so that if there is a leadership change within an IT organization, you can create the stickiness and the pull from the business, or maybe the pull from finance leadership. So somebody outside of IT to say, hey, I was really liking how you guys were demonstrating how IT operates. I really liked how you connected the financials, and I really liked how you connected it to the business processes. So the more you have people pulling you, you can walk away from that notion of a pet project. And then last but not least is the reporting of successes and metrics coming out of TBM. So here's what we were able to accomplish last quarter. Here's what we're going to do into the next quarter. just like any sort of application owner, service product owner, they have to own their roadmap, their cost, their operating model, how they create more efficiencies, et cetera. So should the TBM capability, right? Here's what we are doing. Here's what we're trying to automate. Here's what we're trying to add value. And then sharing that success and those metrics broadly to leadership would make it then perceived as not a pet project.
You've touched on making sure there's some accountability in across the team. Can you give us some examples of how that plays into TBM success?
Yeah, absolutely. So accountability, it's everything. You know, as human beings, we need to be accountable for everything we do within our lives. When you think about an IT organization, it's not just about one, it's about a community, right? Everybody working in lockstep to go towards the broader mission to then the mission of typically your company, if you will. And so accountability is everything. Making sure that it's viewed that TBM is not an optional thing. This is something we're doing to change the brand and the perception and show the value realization that we provide into an organization every day. We're not here just to keep the lights on. We're here to add value. We're here to add automation and efficiency to business processes. We're here to make and accelerate and move a company forward. So making that clear, like the TBM your TBM capability is here. You own X, you own Y, and our expectation is that you deliver to that. It would then effectively make it very just clear on roles and responsibilities through the course of your implementation and then your go forward. Just keep it going and then enhancing it accordingly.
And make it fun.
Absolutely. That's what it's all about. Make it fun.